So, finding a comfortable posture as always. Where your body feels supported. It's not even that important that you stay awake. So really finding a position where you feel at ease. And finding your system's way into the present moment. Just noticing, what are you aware of right now? Just naturally, where does attention go? And just whatever experiences you're aware of, letting them introduce you to this present moment. Noticing how your body responds to this shift. I'm taking a moment to invite your body to relax, knowing that we cannot force it to relax in the way that we might want it to. We just extend a heartfelt invitation. In particular, inviting relaxation to the head, to the mind. And to the heart. And to the belly. If any movements or stretches are needed, that's totally fine. Sounds, sighs, adjustments. There's a time in meditation to simply observe and to let these impulses arise and pass, and there's a time to respond, and it's up to each of us to really discern in any given moment, knowing that we won't do it perfectly, but discerning as best we can what our system needs. trusting an attitude of kindness, of spacious kindness. And taking a moment now to breathe in and out of your heart center. And I'll offer two different ways of doing this. You can try them both and see what works best for you. And you might imagine the breath, like a very, very gentle, soft breeze. Just caressing the heart as you breathe in and out. Or you might imagine the breath waking up the heart, causing it to vibrate. If you imagine how the reed of an instrument responds to the breath of a musician, this is kind of what we're going for. And as always, with what I offer, please feel free to ignore what I'm saying and to stay with any direction that I offer and not continue, or to just let the words go, to take in what's underneath them. One of my teachers recommends listening like we listen to the rain on the roof. In that very relaxed, effortless way. Taking it in without trying to grasp any part of it, without trying to do. So now just sensing into your heart. And often when we meet our heart, we can feel any number of things. But often there are emotions, like grief, fear, anger, self-doubt, often a feeling of contraction. Especially in the outer layer of this part of ourselves. Sometimes not. Sometimes there's a lot of beauty and lightness, so just being with what's there. Knowing that if you get overwhelmed at any time, it's totally okay to back off if that feels right, or to move to something else. But also knowing there is a place in our heart, in the heart of every human being, that is untouchable. It's just love. Pure love. And as I say those words, just notice if your attention goes there. Finding that place. Sometimes it's very obvious. Sometimes it is so tiny. Just a flicker. So don't look for fireworks necessarily. It can be this just slight softness, slight gentleness, slight spaciousness. But you can feel when you touch that place that it is it's always there, a light in your heart. Letting it grow. Really letting your attention rest there. Knowing that the more that you relax, the more this will be present. It's not through efforting that we get to know this place. Quite the opposite. you will come to see how it's actually in our contraction, our individual forms of contraction, however that shows up, that keep us from being in this space. That keep this space from being present. Inviting curiosity about this experience. And again, less of a pushing to know. More of this wonderment. This interest. Often when we touch this place, we begin to feel all of the parts of ourselves that have been holding on. And they can start to relax. But this relaxing can feel like a really deep grief. Can feel like despair. Sadness. Loneliness. And this is actually a good thing. As we need to come out of this very defended way of being in order to move into a state of ease. When the parts of you that have been working so hard finally sense that there is something they can let go into. What they often feel is sadness or anger. They feel all of the things that they've been holding. That they weren't able to feel because there was nobody, nothing there to hold them. So it's very natural if that's happening. And in that, you might feel this deep longing to be loved. This deep longing to let go. a child crawling into the lap of someone who cares for them. And if this isn't happening for you, again, trusting yourself, just knowing, is it best to just stay in this deep heart space and feel this spacious, ever-present love? Or do I want to invite these parts of myself forward that may be in need of this support? Again, connecting with that longing. Longing for love. So we usually don't understand that it's just in this longing to be loved. Just as that arises, the love is there. Again, sometimes it's quite quiet. That you can begin to see that what you've been wanting, what you've been searching for, has been there all along. In your searching, in your longing. However it shows up today, just being okay with that the way it is. When that love comes, just putting a little bit more of your attention on the love than on what's wanting to be loved, trusting that that will unfold on its own. Really sinking in. Deeply enjoying being held. How much can you let yourself be loved? How much? How much can you let go into this? How much can you let it fully penetrate you? Noticing there's no requirements that this needs in order to love you. It's not judging, it's not asking for anything. It's not even asking for you to let it love you. It just loves you. There's no part of you could show, nothing you could do to make it otherwise. Letting every cell be nourished. Washed. Nurtured. If images come in of how this love is loving you, it's one of the ways that it comes through. So letting yourself follow that. If it is loving you with light, with gentle soothing energy, with images of the ocean, with sounds, with words, just letting that arise. Trusting it. And now I want you to let this love calm into your face. Come into your eyes. And let yourself open your eyes and look around. And you might start with the area very close to you. You might look at your own body. And slowly move outward. But just noticing, how does love see the world? How does it see form? You might notice it's just the same. It just loves. And so as we come to a close, knowing that these two ways to access this love are always available to you, either touching into that space in your heart that's always there, or just connecting to your longing to be loved. Very simple. And just connecting to your body. To whatever is supporting it. As you prepare to move on with your day.